September 21, 1928, how from the beginning of creation God has always given to man the siege of the human will. Value of the acts done in the divine volition. Example of the sun. I continued my round in the creation, to keep company with all the works of the divine fiat, and being together with it, oh, how rich in light I felt, and possessor of everything. It seemed to me that everything was mine, because the divine will gave me everything, and by going around in it, I received everything. And my sweet Jesus, coming out from within my interior, told me, oh, how rich and ruling the little daughter of my divine will is in the midst of our works. There are so many, that she cannot embrace them all. And we, delighting in seeing her in the midst of our works, keep repeating, everything is yours, we have created it for you, to see you rich, beautiful and ruling. And you, renewing the contest with us, say to us, how many beautiful works I have, that I can give you, all of your works are mine, and I return them to you, into your arms, as the glory and triumph of your works. From the moment we created the creation, we have always, always given to man, without ever ceasing, while he has given nothing to us. And if he tried to give us something, they were things extraneous to us, meager, and unworthy of us. But when our divine will is recognized and the creature comes to live in it, she will take possession of our works. Then will we cease to give, because we have given enough, so much, that she will not be able to embrace it all. The creature will begin to give to her creator, and she will give us, not things extraneous and unworthy of us, but our own things, the fruits of our own works. Oh, how glorified, loved and honored we will feel. So, the knowledge of the divine fiat, the return of its life to the midst of creatures, will open a contest between creator and creature. She will be able to give to us, and we will be able to let her possess. This will be the return of our works into our womb. Therefore, let your flight in our divine fiat be continuous, that we may give you everything, and you may give us everything. Moreover, one who lives in our will lives of light, and by the power of its light, our will has the virtue of knocking down all evils, of taking life away from passions, of dispelling darkness. So, with its light, the divine will has the virtue of rendering the creature incapable of doing and of receiving any harm. Who could ever wage war against the light? No one. Who could ever say, I can prevent the passage of light? No one. And if anyone tried to do it, the light would laugh at him, and with its triumphing virtue it would invest him, pass him from above, from below and from every place, and making fun of him. While following its course, it would keep him under its power and pressure of light, unless he went to hide himself in some dark abyss. Does the sun not do this? Much more so does the sun of my will, and the soul who lives in this light does nothing but expand the capacity of her intelligence to be able to receive more light. So, each act done in my divine fiat forms, with its light, the void in the human mind to be able to communicate more and greater light. After this, I was thinking of how the kingdom of the supreme fiat could come, and my sweet Jesus added, my daughter, all things in my hands can be means to obtain the intent that my divine will be known and reign in the midst of creatures. I will act like a king when he wants a city to surrender to his dominion, he lays siege to it. He makes its people touch with their own hands, if they do not surrender he will make them die of starvation. And when the people see that they lack the means to survive, they surrender. So the king lifts the siege. Ruling, he enters the city. He provides all the means of support in a superabundant way. He gives them feasts and amusements, and makes that people happy. So I will do, I will lay siege to the human will. I will embitter and destroy that which serves to nourish it, and therefore many chastisements will occur, which will be nothing but the siege I will lay to all that is human, in such a way that, tired and disillusioned, they will feel the need for my divine fiat to reign in their midst. And as soon as it sees that they long for it, It will take dominion, it will provide them with everything in abundance, and will make them happy. Therefore, you have no concern. I know how to dispose all the events in order to obtain the intent. Then, I was thinking to myself about the great value of our acts done in the divine fiat, which is such, that while the act is one, it can extend to all. And my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, the light of the sun gives light to the whole creature with one single blow of light, in such a way that, in the same instant and with one single act, it gives light to her gaze, to her mouth, to her hands, to her steps, to everything. Nor does it need to repeat its act of light for as many members as the creature has, but one single act of light is enough for everything, so that each member and object may have its light all to itself. The same for the acts done in my divine volition, since they are children of the light of my divine will, with one single act it can make light for all. It can extend everywhere, because it is a virtue and property that the light of my divine fiat possesses within itself, that is, with one single act it can give light to all. And if there is any difference, it is on the part of those who receive it. One who is disposed takes the good of the light and profits from it. One who is not disposed, even though he feels himself full of light, does not take the good it contains. It happens as to the sun, which gives light to all, and no one can say, it does not give its light to any single quote. And since all can receive it as they please, it provokes no jealousy. However, there can be great difference. Some make use of the light to work, and they earn their profit. Some enjoy the light and remain idle, earning nothing. Some make use of it to amuse themselves. Some to sin. The light does not change. It is always light and performs its office of light. But not all of those who receive it make a profit from it, or use it in the same way. Such is my divine will and the acts done in it. They are always light, but those who profit from this light are the ones who are disposed.